With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump today at a huge rally in the Badger State.
Thank you very much, everybody. This is an honor. What a crowd this is. Look where that crowd goes. This is a big crowd.
Oh,
a very special hello to Wisconsin. We really appreciate it. We've had great success here.
Both Mr. Trump and Kamala Harris have been frequent visitors to Wisconsin this year, a state where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by less than one percentage point. Several polls of Wisconsin voters conducted after President Biden withdrew showed Harris and Trump in a close race. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump posting a warning on his social media site threatening to jail those involved in unscrupulous behavior this election, which he said would be under intense scrutiny. Trump's post comes just before and the only likely debate against Vice President Kamala Harris. Israeli journalist Haviv Ritig Gur says the destruction of Gaza and its civilians has been a key part of the Hamas war strategy from the very start.
It built 500 miles of tunnels for that very purpose. In 11 months of war, not a single Palestinian civilian has been allowed to step a single foot in any tunnel just to protect themselves.
Murder charges filed against the father of a 14-year-old boy accused of a Georgia school shooting. Arrest warrants say Colin Gray provided a gun to his son with the knowledge that he was a threat. Evacuations ordered as a wildfire burns in the foothills of a national forest near Los Angeles. The so-called line fire was burning along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest, 65 miles east of IA. 500 firefighters are battling that blaze. A school dormitory fire in Kenya claimed the lives of 21 boys. Officials say scores of students have been injured in the blaze, and they add it's feared the death count will rise because of the situation. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in federal court. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has dismissed a suit filed by current and former students who don't like the fact that Christians are allowed to use federal aid to pay for tuition at religious schools. The plaintiffs want colleges and universities that refuse to embrace the LGBT agenda to be barred from getting federal dollars. But the court said no. In fact, federal law explicitly protects the right of religious schools to live out their convictions without penalty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sweetbriar College in Virginia has instituted a policy barring males from enrolling in the women-only school. The decision makes the school an outlier among the nation's diminishing number of women's colleges, most of whom have embraced transgenderism. Sweetbriar says the decision stems from the will of its founder, who died in 1900. The document requires it to be a place of girls and young women. This is SRN News. A sluggish jobs report raises questions about what the Fed will do with interest rates later this month.
Hiring by America's employers picked up a bit in August, and the unemployment rate dipped for the first time since March. That's a sign that the job market may be cooling, but remains sturdy. Employers added 142,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.2%. The figures show a job market slowing under the pressure of high interest rates, but still growing. With inflation falling steadily back to the Federal Reserve's target, the Fed is preparing to cut its key interest rate. The mixed report on the job market raises the question of how large a cut the Fed will announce at its next meeting. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Authorities say multiple people have been shot along I-75 in a rural area of southeastern Kentucky. The Laurel County Sheriff's Office says in a post on Facebook that it is an active shooter situation and numerous persons have been shot near the highway. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.